fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. Hail, Silver. Hooray!
The Lone Ranger had stopped in the county seat of Brownell to call on his friend, Sheriff Bat Martin. Tonto waited with the horses outside the small office. He waited for a long time, and when the masked man finally came from the office, it was obvious that something was wrong.
You'll hear from me, Martin.
The Lone Ranger was angry. As angry as Tonto had ever seen him.
Mount up, Tonto, and follow me. We're calling on Sheriff Larson.
Steady there, Silver. Where? Sheriff Larson.
San Pedro County.
Steady, big fella. Come on, Silver.
Come on, Scout.
The masked man rode through sunset, twilight, dusk, and into darkness. When he and Tonto reached San Pedro, they saw that lights burned in the sheriff's office.
Oh, Silver, what's got
open?
Steady, big fella.
You see sheriff in there?
Yes, someone's with him.
Him wear deputy badge.
In that case, they'll both hear what I have to say. Easy. I'll leave Silver right here at ground hitch. Take Scout around to the rear.
What me do?
Find a place where you can hear what's said after I leave. I'll wait for you at the Cottonwoods.
Time to do it.
I'm going in there and stir things up. I want you to find out how they settle.
Come, Scout. Come, fella.
Someone out
get back
here.
In there, Larson.
What's that?
Go on.
Hey.
I want to talk to you.
Hey, you big guy.
It goes for you, too, Deputy.
He's masked. Of course.
Hold it.
Golly.
Finish the draw. We'll have some gunplay.
Change my mind.
I'll take that gun. Yours, too, Sheriff.
Now, see here. You can't come in here like a cyclone, throw down on us, and take our guns.
No, give me that gun. I'll leave both of them on the desk until I'm gone. Now we can talk.
Now, look here, mister. I don't want no trouble with you.
I didn't ask you what you wanted. I came here to talk about Mike Sawtell.
Big Mike Sawtell, is he a friend of yours?
Mike Sawtell is a crook. He's a liar, a thief, a swindler, and a killer. I don't like his kind.
Oh. Well, then...
Neither does Bat Martin. You know Bat Martin, don't you, Larson? He's sheriff in the next county.
Yes, I know him.
He came here. He wanted your help. He wanted Sawtell picked up and held for questioning. You turned him down flat.
Well, I know about that. I was
You keep here... still. What about it, Larson?
Martin didn't have any proof against Sawtell.
With your help, he'd have gotten plenty of proof that Sawtell belonged in jail. You wouldn't help him.
That Martin ought to stay in his own county.
You know Sawtell's a crook, don't you?
Well,
he leads a gang of crooks that operate all over the state. You know that, don't you?
All I know is what happens here in San Pedro.
Sawtell came here 2 years ago. He built the finest house in town. He seems to have no source of income. Yet he spends money as if it were water.
It's no crime to spend money.
Haven't you wondered where so much money came from?
That's none of my affair. And what's more, I don't have to answer your question.
Larson, my friend Sheriff Martin's not the only lawman who's come to you for help. There have been a lot of others, and you give them all the same treatment. You'd help those men, you could almost eliminate crime in this part of the state by putting Sawtell and all of his men in jail. Obviously, you don't want to do that.
If you're hinting that I'm in cahoots with...
I'm not hinting at anything. When I know the facts, there'll be no hinting. I intend to know the facts.
I'll give you the facts.
Well?
I'll give you the true facts. I'll tell you the same thing I told Bat, Martin, and every other lawman that's been here. I don't have to, but I will.
Go ahead.
San Pedro is my county. I'm responsible for the law and order in San Pedro and nowhere else.
Oh?
Anytime there's a robbery or a murder in San Pedro, I'll go after the critters that's to blame. I'll bring them to justice and they'll pay in full.
Sawtell must behave himself in San Pedro.
Anytime he don't, by thunder, I'll go after him.
I wonder if you'd dare.
For Sheriff Larson, you bet he'd dare.
You keep out of this, Deputy.
Well, I was only...
Shut up.
Right, all right. Don't get sore at me.
Larson, you mean to say that you'd jail Big Mike Sawtell if he broke the law in San Pedro?
You heard what I said.
Very well. We'll see if you meant it.
What do you mean?
You'll find out before the week is ended.
Oh, gosh, Sheriff. That man sure come in geared for trouble.
Wait a minute. Let me watch him out of this window.
Monsilver!
There he goes. Here, Deputy. Put your gun back in leather.
We're going after that masked man?
For what?
Well, he come in here.
He come in here and told us the truth to our faces. Can't jail him for that.
But, Sheriff, he...
Oh, hang it all, Jake. We know we gave us true facts. Big Mike is a crook. What can we do about it? He spent money like a loco cowhand. He's made himself so popular, paying for drinks for everyone in town and buying presents and such like, I don't dare raise a hand against him.
Yeah, he sure is a popular galoot.
Could never get a conviction against him. Couldn't find a jury to sit on a case. Couldn't even get a witness. If I tried, I'd just get everyone in town down on me so they'd vote me out of office.
Sure right about that.
Jake, you know what I'm hoping?
What, Sheriff?
I'm hoping that the masked man goes for Big Mike Polecat Sawtell the way he went for me.
Tonto listened at the rear window for some time, then moved silently away in the darkness. A few minutes later, he met the Lone Ranger near some cottonwood trees at the edge of town and told what he had heard.
I'm glad to hear that, Tonto.
Sheriff Larson, not dishonest.
Now I believe that. He doesn't dare move against Sawtell without an airtight case, and he can't get an airtight case.
Sawtell not break law in San Pedro.
Tonto, while I waited for you, I thought over several plans.
Huh?
We're going to try one of them.
What you do?
I'm going to play the part of an outlaw. The mask will help.
That's right.
You're going to make believe you're out to get me.
And then what do?
We're going to try to make things lively in San Pedro. Big Mike Sawtell was in the San Pedro Cafe. He sat at a corner table with a squint-eyed, lean-faced man.
Just a minute, Cutter.
What's the matter?
Got to spend some money. Goodwill, you know.
Oh.
Sawtell pushed back his chair, rose to his feet. The shrewd, cold expression in his eyes was masked by a genial smile that spread over his broad face as he saw everyone turn his way.
Just a minute, boys. Hey there, Baldy.
Yes, Mr. Sawtell?
What time do you close this cafe?
Well, that all depends, Mr. Sawtell.
Well, whatever time it is, the cash box is closed right now. From now to closing, it's my party. Yeah. Give all the boys what they want. Hold the bill for me.
Yippee! There's a man I like. Yeah.
Go ahead, boys. Have your fun. Let Big Mike foot the bill. Just keep clear of my corner because I want to talk to an old pal.
All right.
It'll cost you plenty, Mr. Sawtell.
Well, it's things like that, Cutter, that keep Sheriff Larson off my neck. He don't dare say anything against a man with as many friends as I got. Now we'll get down to business.
Yes, sir.
Cutter, you did all right for that hold up at Pine Flats. But there should have been more money in the express office. You wouldn't hold out on Big Mike, would you?
Look, boss, you think I'm craving sudden death?
You seem to know what happens to anyone who tries to cross me.
I sure do.
You'll stay here in San Pedro for a week or so where you won't be bothered by the law.
Just one thing. What if United States Marshal shows up?
I'll know about it first. I'll arrange for your hideout, don't worry. And I'll see that you're not questioned.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's the next job?
When you leave, I'll give you instructions to take the Scar and Blackie. The three of you can handle a bag over at Wheatonville. Needs cleaning out. I'm working on plans for some other things, but I'm not quite ready for them.
Boss, you sure can plan careful.
That's why my boys stay out of jail. And as long as they know who's boss, stay healthy and prosperous.
Cut him up!
Masked man.
You know what this is, boys. First man to go for a gun gets hurt.
Well, I'll show you!
Also, the second and third. We'll be next.
Cutter, that's not one of my boys.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, get your gun on him, Cutter.
Yeah, I'm getting it. Gotta move slow and careful.
There, Baldy. Put your cash in this flour sack. You two, over there at the table. Get over at the wall with the others.
Yeah, well, I don't intend to do.
Hold it. The rest of you stay where you are.
Cutter, I thought you were fast.
Hurry up, Squid Eye. Unless you want to try another play. You too, Patty.
Yeah, now, see here. My name is Sartell, and I...
Sartell, huh? Do you dance?
No, I don't dance.
And it's time you learned. Start practicing.
Why, you... I clipped my foot heel.
Get your feet off the floor.
You pay for this.
Both feet.
Stop him. Someone do something.
Higher, Sawtell. Jump higher.
I'll give $10,000 to the man that gets him.
Get over to that wall, Sawtell. Line up with the others.
I'll pay 20.
That's flattery.
You wait.
That'll do. Now stand there and be quiet. Now, Baldy.
No. No, no, don't shoot.
How about that cash?
I'm getting it. Don't shoot me, mister. I'm getting it for you.
Make it fast. I have other things to do.
The Lone Ranger held everyone under the threatening guns that had already spoken with amazing accuracy. Some of the men faced the wall as ordered. Others, more daring, were half turned to watch as Baldy unloaded the cash box into an empty flour sack. Then those men saw something else. An Indian appeared at an open window. He placed one finger to his lips, a sign for silence, then came through the window like a shadow. With cautious, cat-like steps, he approached the masked man from the rear, 15 feet away. 10 feet. Those who saw him held their breath. In a second, the Indian would be near enough to leap. Something in the faces of the men who watched must have told the masked man of his peril. He turned suddenly.
Why, you?
Get him!
No, you don't!
He threw himself to the side. His guns barked.
Come on, get him! Stop him! Who's in?
Hey! Bullets smashed the lights. Men milled in darkness.
Get that masked man!
Help the rats!
Get some lights! Don't shoot in here! Yeah.
Hurry, goons, out that door!
$20,000! I'll have these eyes!
Get after him! Drop him!
Out of my way!
Get him!
Some of the men, those with horses at hand, took off in pursuit of the masked man. Others brought new lanterns and found Tonto apparently stunned on the floor in a corner.
Almost had him.
Injun, you saved my money.
You don't seem to be hurt bad.
No. No, me not hurt bad.
Hey, want to talk to that Indian. Help him up.
Come on, Redskin. Mr. Sawtell wants words with you.
I'm all right. Get masked fella maybe next time.
Cutter. Clean out this place. I want to speak to the Redskin alone.
You heard Mr. Sawtell. Go on, boys. Let Mr. Sawtell talk the Indian alone.
All right.
Come on, boys. What's your name?
Me. Tonto.
Why were you after that masked man?
Me follow him plenty long time. Me maybe get him next time.
And you follow his trail?
Not easy for Tonto.
Tonto, from now on, you're in my employ.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. to continue our story. Big Mike Sawtell took Tonto from the cafe to his large home. Cutter and several other men who were wanted in neighboring counties were on hand. For the benefit of these, Sawtell gave a few words of explanation.
This Indian says he's been following the trail of that Myers man for a long time. He nearly got him a little while ago.
Tonto would have had him if a couple of galoots hadn't given him away by the look in their faces.
The Indian says he needs help to capture that Myers man. Well, he'll have help, all he wants.
What's the redskin got against this hombre?
Well, it's a long story.
And it doesn't matter. See who that is, cut him.
Maybe some of the other boys have come to town.
I want to see Mr. Sawtell.
Sure.
What do you want, Sheriff?
I'll see him, Mr. Sawtell. You and me's got to have a talk.
Speak your piece and be quick. I'm busy tonight.
As long as things are peaceful in San Pedro, I got no complaint. Not even when I know the certain friends of yours might be wanted in other places.
If you're talking about that masked man that nearly robbed the cafe...
That's not the only place he struck at.
What?
He hit the express office.
But half a dozen men were chasing him.
Well, he must outrode him and circle back. After the express office, he busted into Lem Barton's store, and then the bank.
What?
Gosh. That won't do, Sawtell. Wells Fargo and the banker and Lem Barton won't take it. If I don't get that masked man, they'll make me call in the U.S. Marshals or the Rangers for help.
No.
Caution? If you think that masked man's my friend...
I don't know about that.
Look at this boot. He shot at me, clipped my heels, made me dance, humiliated me in front of everyone.
He did that?
I'm more anxious to get that masked man than you are. A lot more likely to. If he thinks he can come here and do this sort of thing, he'll find he's very wrong. Now get out of here and leave it to me. I'll soon put that man out of business.
But he's got to be found.
He will be found.
Time to leave, Sheriff Larson.
Huh?
I got the door open for you.
Oh. Well, I...
Good evening, Larson.
Well, I'll leave it to you, Sawtell.
Just a minute.
Yeah?
You won't need to call in any marshals or rangers, Larson.
Boss, we gotta find that masked man. It'd be hard put for a place to lie low if the sheriff's forced to call in outside, Lawman.
Sit down, Lawman. Now then, Tonto, you say you know this masked man's trail.
Me know it plenty well. Know hoof mark a horse plenty well, too.
Then you'll follow it.
Well, there's just one trouble.
You gonna start bagging down?
No.
Then what's the trouble?
Masked fella got plenty friend.
A gang?
Maybe call him that.
Wonder why we never heard of him before.
Is he a stranger in San Pedro?
Me see him in Oklahoma Territory.
So that's where he's from.
Did you follow him all the way from there?
And sometime get close, other time not close.
Well, what's this about a gang?
Me sometimes see hoof mark a horse, all alone. Other times see plenty other hoof mark.
Don't worry about that. We'll have as many men as we need.
Me catch up after long trail, and then masked man get away.
You'll catch up again, and the next time he won't get away. If he thinks he can come here and make trouble for me, he'll find out he's wrong. Cut in.
Yeah, boss.
How many boys are here in town?
Me, Newell, and Limpy, that's all.
The four of us will accompany Tonto.
You mean... You going too?
I'm going to teach that troublemaker to dance. And dance high.
At daybreak, Sawtell and three of his men assembled with Tonto at the edge of town.
Get him up, Scott. Get up there.
Tonto led the way. The four who followed realized that their own future security lay in successfully running down the mysterious masked man. They rode silently, with grim purpose stamped on their faces. The morning was well advanced when they paused at a waterhole.
It was there
that Tonto pointed out an interesting pattern on the ground.
Ah, masked man stop here. You see track?
Yes, but...
Look there. For him right away again.
Three sets of tracks.
That's right.
What's that mean?
Well, him meet two other feller here.
Two of those friends you mentioned?
Not right. There are three feller here, and one feller ride over that way.
We still outnumber him. He's got two with him, and there's five of us.
Well, let's shove on.
Right. Get him up.
The clearly defined tracks of three horsemen led in a beeline toward a valley. At the bottom of the valley, where a stream flowed, Tonto showed where a meal had been prepared.
Oh, fella. This may be not good.
Why?
Two men come in, join others.
How many left here?
Five fella leave here. Tracks go over that way.
Newell.
Yeah, boss?
You know where Scar and Blackie are, don't you?
Over to Wheatonville, sizing up the bank.
That's not far from here. Right over and get him.
Right.
We'll take it slow until you catch up with us.
Get up, boy. Get up there.
Get him up. Get him up.
Toto led the way over a hill and into another valley with Sawtell's group augmented by Blackie, Scar,
Trigger, Hegum, and Moose. That makes nine of us, not counting the Indian.
We ought to be able to handle those critters ahead, eh, Cutter?
Yeah.
Hey, Tonto. How many are we trailing?
There are eight feller now.
Eight?
You said there were just five.
Three more feller come to join last man.
Found it. How about that, boss?
Three more, eh?
Well, we got to get more men. That's all there is to it. This is going to be a showdown fight.
Yeah, I can see that. Tonto, how much more daylight do we have?
Maybe 3-4 hours.
That'll do.
Who we get, boss?
I have Snead and Larrabee in Painted Rock. They've been investigating a certain stage office that handles a large payroll for a nearby ranch.
Painted Rock, huh?
You can get there and they join us with those two by dusk. I'll get you on.
Right. Get up there.
By sunset, Sawtell's gang was at full strength, following the trail beyond the place where the masked man had camped for the evening meal. Tonto had been riding some distance ahead of the others. Then he came back riding fast.
Oh, Scott, hold fire.
All of you reined up. Looks like Tonto has news.
What's up?
What'd you find that brings you back so fast?
We got plenty good news.
Let's be up, Tonto. What is it?
Masked man camp up ahead.
Yeah?
You sure?
That's fine.
Has he added any more to his gang?
Only eight horse outside cave.
Cave? You mean they're in a cave?
That's right.
You think they'll stay there? Will they move on before we can catch up to them?
Me plenty sure them stay there.
Good. Now then, boys, we'll get up as close as possible. But we'll dismount before they can hear our horses. Then we'll go ahead on foot, and we'll ride up close.
Then we storm the cave and start blazing, huh, boss?
Right. Take the lead, Tonto. Signal when it's time to dismount and leave the horses.
Get them up, Scout.
Get up, boys. Get up.
Tonto signaled a halt at the base of a cliff where a number of trees offered concealment for the horses. He pointed to a few horses that grazed on stunted grass.
Down there, near horse. That's where we find cave.
You know this cliff?
That's right. Follow the base of cliff, you come to cave.
Good. We might spread out and close in by keeping behind those big boulders that are scattered all over that open plain.
It's better to go close to base of cliff.
The Indian knows what he's talking about. Come on.
Moving stealthily, the outlaws made their way toward the mouth of the cave. Presently, they were ready for the final charge.
When I give the word, rush the cave and shoot everyone you see. You ready?
Sure.
Come on, then.
Hey, where is everyone?
I don't see anyone.
What are we shooting at?
Where's that Indian?
I don't see anyone in this cave.
Tonto didn't come in with us. I'll go get him and find out what this means. Who fired at me?
We're covering the cave.
That voice.
That's the masked man.
He's somewhere outside. Hold it. Boss, he's back of a boulder out there.
We're back of nine boulders.
Nine.
Tonto is with us.
Tonto?
The Indian's with him.
Double cross.
That Indian sold us out.
You can't get out of there unless you surrender. Come out with your hands up or we'll smoke you out.
Well, what about that, boss? He's right as rain. 8 or 9 guns can hold us here till we stop.
All right, Cutter, leave it to me. We'll do as he says. Maybe we can combine with his outfit. I'd like that. Yeah, what an outfit I'd have.
But, boss,
quiet,
we can't.
All right, we're coming out.
One at a time, with hands up.
Come on, boys. Get your hands up and leave this to me.
All right.
Here we are, mister. Now, suppose you bring out your gang. We'll have a talk. Bring them out from behind those rocks.
All right, Sawtell. I'll bring out my gang. Come on, Larson.
Larson.
Hello there, Sawtell. Hey. Surprise.
You.
My deputy, too.
So you're in league with this outlaw.
He's no outlaw.
Come on, Bat.
I want you, Cutter. Hey. You two in the room.
Bat Martin.
I've got a jail waiting for you, Moose.
Marshal Hawkins.
Everyone with me is a sheriff, a marshal, or a special agent.
You men are all wanted in one place or another. Most of you right in this county.
This is San Pedro.
No, you're wrong, Sawtell. You crossed the line an hour ago.
What's that?
And you won't have a hand-picked jury of your pals.
What sort of a deal is this? That masked man's a bigger crook than any of us. Busted into 3-4 places last night.
For that, Cutter? Well, he done that with permission of Wells Fargo and the banker and the storekeeper.
They won't stand for this.
Sawtell, the federal marshal wants you. You and a couple of the others. Robbing the mail.
Well, boys, choose your prisoners. Me, I want these two.
I want this critter.
Sawtell, do something.
I'll take you, Sawtell.
Go to it, boys. Go to it and welcome. I'm downright glad to see these critters out of my county. Now I can look the rest of you lawmen in the eye again.
A couple of you get their horses while we rope them.
I'll go. I'll help. We'll get them.
Why, Thunderbat Martin, I hope you savvy what I was up against.
Well, now I do, Larson. You sure had me riled.
Yeah, me too. I thought you was a working hand in glove with Sawtell, and I sure was mad about it.
So was that masked man that's mounting up. Hey, come here. Don't ride away, mister.
He won't come back, Larson. He figures his part's done.
Well, I reckon it is. He sure gave Fat Sawtell a red-hot dancing lesson.
I reckon Sawtell's not the first man that's been taught dancing by the Lone Ranger.
I'm still there. Oh!
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.